The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The International Court of Justice ordering Israel to halt its military assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Hannah McCarthy is a freelance journalist based in Israel. Hannah, can you explain to us the significance of this and how it relates as well to the ongoing genocide case?
Sure. So the International Court of Justice is separate to the International Criminal Court, who was the court that requested arrest warrants for Hamas leaders and Israeli officials earlier this week. So just important to note that these are different proceedings. This is the court that is in charge of overseeing the proceedings that South Africa brought in relation to Israel, where it has accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. So these cases take years usually to get through. But what the court can do in The Hague is that it can issue preliminary measures that it thinks are necessary to prevent serious human rights violations. So what the court has done today is it said the situation in Rafah is so grave that it has accepted requests by South Africa for preliminary measures. These include a halt to the Israeli operation in Rafah, that it is not a halt to the Israeli operation across the Gaza Strip. They've just said in relation to Rafah. They've also said that Israel has to take measures to allow UN investigators to investigate scenes. So, for example, we've seen a lot of footage of hospitals and mass graves, and there's a lot of question marks around the conduct of Israeli raids in Gazan hospitals. We've heard about doctors being detained and then dying in Israeli detention. So they're saying there needs to be better access for UN investigators in order for them to preserve evidence and see what actually has happened during this war.
So what will be the consequence of this? Will anything change?
So Israel has signed up to the Genocide Convention and it is legally under the jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice. So technically, this is binding on Israel. However, the ICJ doesn't have any of its own police or any way to actually enforce the law itself. It basically relies on other countries to abide by its rulings. These have been ignored before, and it looks like Israel will ignore this again. We've got reports that Benny Gantz, who's a minister in the war cabinet, had a call with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and he said that this is a necessary campaign that Israel has to wage against Hamas. He kind of, you know, said we will continue to act according to international law in Rafah, again, which is a kind of a somewhat bold statement to make after he has basically said he's going to ignore the highest UN court. Again, we heard from Blinken that we heard from a summary of the call that Blinken has emphasized that Israel should be allowing aid into the Gaza Strip, which we know has basically been paused because of this Rafah operation.
So the significance of this might be more that it increasingly isolates Israel from an international point of view, or possibly heaps pressure on them from their allies, does it? Well, I guess that depends on their allies actually taking this seriously.
I think the real significance of this decision is the pressure it puts on the US.
Okay.
So the US has said it's about to sanction the International Criminal Court for requesting arrest warrants for Israeli officials. And again, if it tries to sanction or criticize the other leading world international court in the same week, it kind of raises questions about the US's commitment to international law and, you know, rule-based order. And these are the kind of actions that the US does that countries like Russia and China, they jump on. You know, they point to Western hypocrisy, they point to double standards. And it's the kind of decision that can have consequences long after the Gaza war for how wars are prosecuted and how war crimes are investigated as well.
So listen, we'd have to pay close attention to the US reaction so as it emerges over the next few hours. Hannah McCarthy is a journalist based in Israel. Hannah, thank you very, very much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.